reading. This is Building Bridges, produced by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
And you're listening to a special Building Bridges, Democracy Beyond the U.S. Empire. We're here about to go into the famed Riverside Church for Democracy Beyond the U.S. Empire. Ken, when a powerful country seeks to impose what it claims is democracy on other countries by militarism and including using sanctions of necessities to sustain life and blockades to stimulate economic ruination of a country, such action negates the idea of democracy. For democracy is for the empowerment of the people and for their free exercise of self-determination, not foreign coercion.
Mimi, neither the U.S. or its NATO allies or any one country must be allowed to overtly or covertly wage war against another country and for regime change, or to exploit and dominate the people and their labor and resources of another country.
Absolutely. Well, let's go inside and get ready for Democracy Beyond the U.S. Empire. And what do you know? Can I see... Well, I see that Battaglia, the premier all-women black-led percussion ensemble, heading in to usher in the speakers.
A big round of applause for Battaglia, New York! Battaglia! Cuba sí! Cuba sí! Cuba sí, Chávez vive, Chávez vive, Chávez vive.
You're listening to a Building Bridges special, Democracy Beyond the United States Empire.
We are now honored to welcome our dear comrade Bruno Rodriguez, serves on the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba. And since 2009, has served proudly as Cuba's foreign minister. Brother Bruno, welcome to New York. Thank you.
Hemos venido a Nueva York.
To New York.
Y siempre a Harlem.
And usually we come to Harlem.
Y siempre a Riverside.
And we always come to Riverside Church.
Resuena aquí la voz potente.
Here we resounds the powerful voice of Fidel. And the best traditions have converged here, the very deep links between the U.S. people and Cuba. We have come to attend the United Nations General Assembly, also to speak about democracy, or rather, about the lack of democracy. We have come here to denounce an anti-democratic international order, a capitalist order, an exclusionary order, an unjust order, an unsustainable order. We have come to call for peace, for respect to international law, to respect the UN Charter, to observe the proclamation of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace. We have come here to express our solidarity with Puerto Rico. Long live Puerto Rico! Long live free, independent Puerto Rico! Long live Latin American Puerto Rico! Our solidarity with the Puerto Rican people, which is today suffering the slashes of the natural catastrophes and the other catastrophe, which is imperialism. We have come here to denounce the aggression against Venezuela, against Nicaragua, against Latin America and the Caribbean region. We have come here to protest against the exclusion of Africa and to defend the rights of the sister nations of Africa. We have come here to reject the attempt to impose a cultural model as if it were the only model, to face the attempt to establish a unique type of thinking, to try to erase our values, our history, our memory, and replace them with a very biased vision aimed at serving the big monopolies, the financial system, which at the end of the day is the central element of this democracy. We have come here to express our solidarity with the causes of the peoples who struggle in all latitudes. We have come here to support the Palestinian people. We have come here to support the Saharan people. We have come here to denounce the proliferation of conflicts, the arms race, pillage and plundering, the increasingly aggressive military strategy of NATO, the fifth generation wars, which attempt to be waged in our consciousness. The dictatorship of algorithms, of digital networks, which seem to be democratic, but they in fact obey to private ownerships over the technological platforms that turn their owners into millionaires. Being this a fabulous technological recourse for agreement, for education, for knowledge, they intend to treat us as mere consumers. They intend to impoverish our cultures. They intend to uniform our children. They intend to subvert our traditions. We have come here to struggle against the domination of imperialism, which more and more is losing its hegemony, and to call for a multilateral world. Without centers of power, based on sovereign equality of all states, based on the desires and the interests of all peoples, based on the guarantee of all human rights for all human beings. Cuba is struggling. It does that under very difficult conditions. Our people today resist. Our people are looking for creative solutions. They do so thanks to their unity, their very broad consensus, the leadership of our party, faithful to the legacy of Fidel, under the guidance of Raúl, leader of the revolution, under the direction of President Díaz-Canel, who a few years ago visited this church and enjoyed very much the opportunity to share the art that unites U.S. citizens, Africans, Latin Americans, and Cubans, which resounded in the bata drums. Back then, President Díaz-Canel and Maduro played together those drums in this church. We have come here to ask for solidarity with the peoples who struggle. Solidarity with Haiti. The first revolution, the first anti-slave independentist revolution. We have come here to defend the call of the Caribbean to receive a differential and equal treatment and reparation for the horrors committed during slavery and colonialism. We have come here to call for democracy for humanity and to defend the democratic vision of our peoples.
No es solo a
This is not only about attending as voters to periodic electoral cycles. It is not about having a numerous group of political parties turned into machineries estranged from the people. It is not about an empire of the special interests and the committees for political action. It is not about money that buys seats of senators and representatives. In our opinion, and according to our experience, recognizing the existence of many different models of democracy, this is about the power of the people. This is about the exercise of that power. Tomorrow, in the midst of very adverse economic conditions, Cubans will vote a very advanced family code, and our people will have the last word. We lived up to the commitment we entered into, and we followed the mandate of our people when, through a free and universal referendum a few years ago, we voted for the constitution that is currently in force. There's been 60 years of very cruel hostility, 13 U.S. administrations. The Cuban Revolution is not a perfect work, but Cuba proclaims itself as a socialist state. A socialist state of law. A socialist state of law and social justice. We still have a long way to go, but the victorious resistance of our people, the social work that we have built, the advances of a small economy lacking natural resources, which, however, is resisting the attacks of the blockade, show the superiority of our model in the face of the merciless capitalism, the superiority of a fraternal model as the Cuban model is. Thank you, people of the United States. Thank you, solidarity movements. Thanks to the Cubans who reside in the U.S., who are part of the patriotic tradition. Thank you, esteemed Foreign Minister. Thanks to the African solidarity and the solidarity of the world. Today, the Cuban economy is suffering from a combined effect from the COVID-19 pandemic, which caused exorbitant expenses for us. We were able to defeat the pandemic with 5 candidate vaccines made in Cuba. 3 of them became vaccines. We have the highest rate of vaccination in the planet. The first pediatric vaccination campaign was carried out in Cuba. At the worst moment of the pandemic, more than 50 medical brigades from Cuba were dispatched to 46 countries and territories. At the worst moment of the pandemic, the government of the United States implemented tens of additional sanctions against our people. The blockade prevented the acquisition of ventilators. When the oxygen production machine went out of order, we received some offers from U.S. companies which wanted to export oxygen to Cuba, but that was impossible. It was very clear back then that in order to take oxygen from the U.S. to an intensive care unit in Cuba to assist an agonizing patient, we need licenses, specific licenses. We need to break the siege of the blockade. But this didn't happen. We developed a model of ventilator of our own. Nobody died in Cuba out of lack of oxygen, thanks to the solidarity of sister nations, and thanks to a huge and efficient effort of our public health system. Today, we are living through a moment of profound transformations aimed at transforming our society, transforming our socialism, in order to make it more just and more democratic. And we are part of the very huge debate within our society and in the world about the experiences, the achievements, and also the mistakes in the construction of socialism. We feel the need of developing our doctrine, our way of thinking, and to discuss about everything, but to discuss about socialism in order to build a better socialism, not to ever go back to capitalism. I would like to express to you the profound solidarity of our people with your struggles. We wanted to bring to you a testimony of the heartfelt gratitude of our people about what you are doing for Cuba, about what you are doing for Latin America and the Caribbean in the interest of the best causes of humanity. Long live Fidel! Down with the blockade! Better without blockade!
Bye-bye,
blockade!
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bloqueo no.
Bloqueo no.
You've been listening to Democracy Beyond the United States Empire and For Building Bridges. We say no to militarism, yes to democracy, end the blockade against Cuba, and sanctions against the world's people.
This has been Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Educate, agitate, and organize for the empowerment of we the people, for another world is possible.